This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. In about 2 weeks, the California Highway Patrol and local law enforcement agencies will kick off the holiday maximum enforcement period that will run through the new year. In addition to being on the lookout for impaired drivers, the CHP will also focus on distracted drivers and those who may be driving without having gotten enough rest. The CHP announced that a year-long program focused on adult distracted driving has been funded through a grant, and officers will focus on drivers using electronic devices or who, in other ways, have taken their eyes off the road. In addition, the CHP used this week to remind drivers that driving while tired can be just as dangerous and warned about getting behind the wheel without enough sleep. Supporters of a rail line connecting Humboldt Bay to rail hubs to the east will meet next Monday and Tuesday at the Red Lion in Eureka. On tap is a presentation on the proposed project, and that will include input from former Port of Los Angeles manager Larry Mallon, who is currently working in the U.S. Virgin Islands coordinating recovery efforts from the hurricanes. The meetings will be held at 7 p.m. on Monday and 2 p.m. on Tuesday. The California State Association of Counties has recognized Humboldt County for 6 programs that are innovative, efficient, and cost-effective. CSAC recognized the Sheriff's Reentry Program for jail inmates, the Cannabis Track and Trace Project, developed by the Agriculture Department, the Budget Roadshow, developed by the CAO, the Tsunami Zone app, created by Public Works, increased child support services, and the All Hands Training Day. Staff members from CSAC will present the awards to the county at next week's supervisors' meeting. District Attorney Maggie Fleming has been working with local law enforcement agencies to craft a policy that governs how and when video footage related to an officer-involved shooting should be released. Fleming unveiled a proposal at a public meeting in Redway earlier this week, and there are 2 more scheduled for next week, one at the Warfinger Building in Eureka on Monday from 6 to 7:30, and then on Thursday in Willow Creek at Veterans Hall, again from 6 to 7:30. Sheriff Billy Hansel announced that 3 mental health professionals have been added to the county's crisis negotiations team, and after years of cooperation during mental health incidents, the 3 trained crisis negotiators will be incorporated into the team. The 3 graduated from the basic negotiator course, and they enhance the ability of the crisis team to negotiate with people struggling with mental health issues. If you want to help clean up the city of Eureka, this weekend is your lucky weekend. The Rotary Club of Eureka will host a done-in-a-day cleanup effort at Highland Park tomorrow from 9 until 11, and the community is invited to chip in. The City of Eureka's Environmental Division and Pacific Outfitters will host a cleanup effort at Halverson Park tomorrow from 11 until 12:30. Volunteers will meet under the Samoa Bridge, and the cleanup effort is aimed at the future site of the Phase C part of the waterfront trail between Halverson Park and the Blue Ox Mill. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.